Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson. I'm a missionary here at Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from John's Gospel. All right, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts to hear the word and the words that you want us to hear in the word that is you. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. Ask, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. As we read this, I think what is really coming to my mind is the phrase like, Master, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. And Jesus' response is so important. All of Jesus' responses are so important. But he says, Have I been with you for so long a time and you still do not know me, Philip? How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? I think there's something that God has for us, especially in such an overwhelmed culture, in such a oversaturated culture with new things and new ideas and just excitement and hyper-stimulation in every single like step that you go. We have a hard time sitting still. We have a hard time not like learning new things every 5 seconds. And that starts from an early age. But there's something like what Jesus says at the beginning, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way. Like there doesn't need to be 5 different ways. And sometimes we just like as people to have so many different options. Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't give us options that we can't do with our life, but we should never be bored with just Jesus. Like we never should want to get to know God because we're bored of what we have already known. It's like, I just need to see the Father. I just need to see the Holy Spirit. I just need to see the saints and angels. Now, I don't know if this is what Philip is saying, but I think that can tend to be just with how we view things in this world, can tend to be, I just need to see more because it's not enough. But God doesn't want us to keep digging because we aren't satisfied, but rather God wants us to continue forward and to continue to love him because we already love him and we already feel loved by him. It's not the next thing that will satisfy us, but rather that Jesus in himself has all the love that we need. He has everything that we could ever want, and we don't want to look to the next thing, thinking that it's going to be like in the same way that the world looks at the next promotion, but rather that Jesus is enough in every moment for us, And he wants us to know that, and he wants the apostles to know that. So, Lord Jesus, I just ask that you continue to show us the way, the truth, and the life that is you. And I ask that we may never grow tired of hearing the simple truths in our lives, no matter whether we've heard them one time or 100 times, because I know that you had told this to the apostles before. I know that you'd spoken goodness to the apostles before, and you speak it to us. And I just ask that we continue to hold on to that like it is everything, because it is everything. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, my name is Roger Dickerson. I hope you guys have an amazing day. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. All right, bye.